You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. This is my first Hubital Game Pack number one. This is going to cover the games like Pirates Poker and Word Builder. Those are the two games I'm going to review. If you have not heard the actual Hubital game, be sure to check out the Hubital overview podcast that I did on just Hubital. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and dive in on the Pirates Poker and Word Builder, how to play that game. In this tutorial, I'm going to show you a game called Pirate Poker.
Pirate Poker button. Classic video poker with pirates.
That's right. So this is a classic video poker, which is a typical five-card style game that you can find in any typical video poker. Now, to go into this, you just take one finger, double tap on the screen.
All hands on deck.
Close button. Return to game screen.
It has a cute little pirate there. It says all hands on deck. So we're ready to get into this area. At the top left, it put me right into the close button. That button will take you back out to the game menu when you're ready to get out. Now, if you swipe to the right.
Help button. How to play this game.
You're going to find the help button. That is at the top right. And that is going to be very helpful for people that are new at this poker game, don't know what's going on, how to play it. It is also not too bad of an idea if for those that do know how to play poker. Just kind of look through there. There might be some useful and helpful information in there. Now, I'm going to give a very basic demonstration of the pirate poker. I'll show you a few things, but between that and your help, that's going to be your best bet where you want to start off to look at. Now, there is an AI option, which I'm going to show you in a few moments. That is an option to help you to decide what cards to keep and what cards not to keep, which is also a great way to learn poker by just trying to learn why the computer picked that and why it didn't. All right, so I'm going to do the right here.
Play Pirate Poker button. Play this game.
So if you're eager and you're ready to jump in, you just go ahead and do a one finger double tap there and I'll start the game. But we're not going to do that right at this moment. We're going to go ahead and finish up the screen layout. There's maybe a few things in here that may be of interest for you, especially if you like to see where you're ranked among different leaders for the daily and all time. So I'm going to go to the right.
Hands one, 8,436.
So, as you can hear there, I have completed over 8,000 games. That is a lot of games. I do realize that. I've been playing this game for a very long time. Play it very frequent and seldom. And so, this is probably why I'm up there. But, you know, over time, you probably want to get, you'll probably get up there as well. I'm going to go to the right.
Selected. Daily leaders. Button. One of two.
All right. There's two options here. There's the daily leaders.
All time. Button.
And then there's the all-time leaders. Now, I just swipe to the right, and so there's two options here. Because the daily leaders is selected, let's see who are the leaders of the day. I'll just show you the first two or three.
Boxer, 114.
Okay, so this person, Boxer, made 113. That is the number of games that person won. And so they won 113 games, or I should say 113 hands in the game of poker. Okay, go to the right.
Guest underscore BRPIPK 24.
Okay, so this person doesn't have a handle or an alias, and that's fine. You got a guest person here. And that person got that number of hands won, and one more to the right.
Terry Satterthwaite, 19.
And he got 19. So that is kind of gives you an idea of what the daily leaders look like. Now, the all-time looks a little different than this. Instead of showing you the number of games or hands that were won for that day, it's going to show you the hands that were won over all time. And this is various hands that you can win in a game of video poker. And you're going to hear all the different hands and the number of games that they won on those hands. So I'm going to go back to the left.
Just underscore the boxer, one all time button, two of
okay, three. There's the all time. I'm going to go double tap on that.
Selected, showing all time leaders.
All right, so let's see with the all-time leaders here and go to the right.
One, musical one, 44 for of a kind, 228 full house, 167 flush, 122 straight, 1,493 three of a kind.
See, there's all different type of various hands that you can win. Those are the numbers of hands they won in those particular categories. So we have the different four of a kinds, the flush, we have the three of a kind, all sorts of different hands that you can win, and you can hear those number. I'll try one more person here.
Two, Anony Mouse, 50 for of a kind, 234 full house, 145 flush, 99 straight, 1,448 three of a kind.
So you can see all the time leaders if you have any interest going back down through this list. Now, you're probably asking yourself, if I'm not a poker person, why would I want to play this game? That's a great question. Poker is a fun game. For those that like to play poker, this is simply something to have fun and just dive in there and start playing. But I also want to point out to you those that are new or those are not new and do know the game of poker, this is probably the best game and the best way to earn coins. A lot of different games in other places, but I feel that you have a much higher and better success in earning coins. So if coins is a big thing to you, definitely come look at this, and I'll show you a couple of tips and advice how to rack up some coins for yourself. Okay? Now, I'm going to go back to top left,
return to game screen,
where the close button is. Now, if you can remember, I swipe to the right.
Help button.
That's at the top right.
How to play this game.
And I'm going to swipe one more to the right.
Play pirate poker button. Play this game.
All right. So I think we're ready to play pirate poker. I'm going to do a one finger double tap.
Bet level one button.
All right. The first thing you're going to hear is going to take you straight to the bet level. Now, the bet level works in various ways. I'll come back to this, but I'll show you why that's important area to start. Because if you're ready to go, you can go really quick. But before we do that, I want to show you what the layout looks like so you can be aware where things are if you want to take a look at those. At the top left is your close
button.
There it is.
Close poker game.
Now, if I go to the right.
Help button.
There's poker, the help, page. Top right. Go one more to the right.
Progressive, 207,374.
Okay.
When royal flushes achieved in betting level 5.
You hear that? If you are betting at level 5 and you get a royal flush, you will win that jackpot. That is a progressive, so it keeps growing. If somebody wins, it resets to a certain number of coins, and then it starts progressing each day until somebody wins it. That's an awful lot of coins. I have seen people win it, so it is possible, and it is out there for you to grab for yourself. Now, going to the right.
Today's best.
Now, it's going to show you today's best. Now, before we move on, I'm going to go into something called a vertical menu. And if you're not aware of that, you can add that to your rotor gesture. And that's very important because it's going to help you go through this pay table easily and understandable. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Language. Vertical navigation.
Okay. So there's the vertical navigation. I'm going to go ahead and go to the right for now, and I'll show you where the vertical navigation will play into this so it makes it easy to navigate around. Go to the right.
Payout. Terry Satterthwaite, 1,300.
All right.
Highest payout of the day.
So that's a payout of the day. This person won 300 coin. That is a pretty good number there. That's a lot of coins to win.
Kent Boxer got a 4 of a kind. Best hand of the day.
Beck's hand of the day was a 4 of a kind. That's a pretty good hand too. And I'm going to go to the right.
Player list button. Players who have achieved this hand today.
You can go into the player list. If you double tap that, you can see all the winners of today of the various kinds of hands that they won for the day. I'm going to go to the right.
Pay table.
This is where we get to the pay table.
It consists of 9 rows, one for each hand. Each row has 5 columns. The columns are the 5 bet level payouts for each hand. The higher the bet level, the larger the payout.
Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory. There's 5 levels. The payout, the higher the level, the more it pays out. This is where the vertical navigation comes in handy. At this point, I'm just going to do a swipe down because that's because everything is in a column and row. So you have, I believe, 6 columns and so many hands that you can win going down in rows. Okay, so let's go swipe down once.
500.
And I'm going to go back left because I didn't get to where I want to.
250. Royal Flush.
There it is. So we're at the Royal Flush. This is the highest payout. So if I bet one coin, that's going to be the first column. Coin number one.
250.
I will win 250 coins if you get a Royal Flush. And if you bet two coins.
500.
500.
750.
Three coins, 750.
1,250.
And it goes up as you go up to number five.
4,000.
That's the highest you can get for number five. However, this changes, and I'll explain in a few minutes. I'm going to go back to the Royal Flush by going to the left, but you now have the idea of if you're interested to see how much you win for different hands, you can do so by looking through here. So let's go back left here.
1,700, 500, 250, Royal Flush.
A Royal Flush, just kind of a basic elementary idea. A flush means that you get all the same kind in, for example, there's hearts, there's spades, there's diamonds, and etc. So you got the different types that you can get. And so if I get all hearts, so five cards all have the hearts, that is considered a flush. A royal flush means you got an ace, king, queen, jack, and a 10. That goes down in that order. All five cards go in that. That's a royal flush. Go down one.
Straight flush.
A straight flush, obviously, if you got something like a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that is a straight flush. It doesn't matter. It's not a royal flush. And it also has all the card types have to be the same. So if in this case, if you get all diamonds, if they're all diamonds, that's considered a flush. And a straight means that you got some numerical order, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or, you know, something like that. And you can check the pay table as you go to the right.
50.
That is for one coin, 50. I'm going to go back to the left.
Straight flush.
So we have all these different hands and different winning numbers. So I'm going to go down.
Four of a kind.
Four of a kind. Pretty self-explanatory. If you get four twos, four threes, four fours. So you get four of the same numbers or ace, jack, king, queen, that sort of stuff.
Full house.
A full house is when you get three of a kind and two of a kind. That's exactly what I mean. Three of a kind means you got three of the same thing and two of the same thing. Doesn't have to be heart, so you don't have to worry about that. But if you got, let's just say I have two sixes and three jacks, that would be a full house. And if you get that,
12,
you get 12 points.
Full house.
Go to the left and go down.
Flush.
A flush, as you remember, if it's all hearts or all diamonds or all spades or all clubs, those are the flush. Doesn't matter if it's in numerical order or anything. Doesn't matter. As long as you have five the same design. Okay?
Straight.
A straight, obviously, we just mentioned that up above. If you get something like a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that would be a straight. Okay?
Three of a kind.
Three of a kind, I mentioned before. So if you get three threes or three eights or three kings, a three of a kind.
Two pairs.
Two pairs, that is means you have two of each. So if I got two threes and two eights, that is a two pair.
Jacks are better.
Jack and better, that is the bottom of the rack of the pay table. In order to win anything or get back exactly what you got to get at least a jack or better. And that means you need to get two of something. So you need two jacks, two queens, two kings, or two aces to get anything. So if you bet
one,
you're going to get one back. If you bet
two,
you get two back. All right, so let's go back here.
One, jacks are better.
I'm going to go down one.
Selected, auto hold button.
There's the
old cards the computer thinks is the best chance of winning.
There you go. That's the AI I was telling you about. It's automatically on, so it's going to help you to decide what is the best odds that you have on your hands and that it thinks you should go with. You don't have to take that. You can always double tap this to turn this off. If you want to do it all by yourself without it helping you, you can do so. I highly recommend leaving it on unless you're real hardcore and like to play with some help. You can do that. I will say sometimes it will pick things that it thinks is better, but I'm going to go for something else. And so it really depends on your style. But I recommend leaving it on, and I'll show you why I would recommend that on. Now, you go to the right of this.
Balance, 2,796.
Okay, so that is my balance. Yes, that's how many coins I have earned and made during the Hubeetle games. So this is my total balance. Go to the right.
Face down button.
All right, so these are the five cards that you're going to get, and this is the area where you can find the five cards. So they're all face down because I have not been dealt with anything. So that's the first card.
Face down button.
Second card, swipe to the right.
Face down button.
Three.
Face down.
Fourth
button.
Card.
Face down button.
And fifth card. Now to the right of this.
Total bet, one.
Let's you know. What is your total bet at this time? So right now, by default, you are going to bet one coin to play the game. Go to the right.
Bet level one button.
All right. This is where we started. This is where it takes you to. Depending how daring you want to go, how much you want to lose, you can lose pretty fast, but you can also rack it up pretty quick. As you saw and heard in the pay table, the more you bet on the level, the better chance and the higher payout you're going to get. The progressive people that want to get that progressive total up there, that big bank chunk of coins up there, you have to play in this level, at least level 5. To do this, you just double tap this area with one finger.
Bet level 1, 2, total bet 2.
So
bet
if you want to just button. Do 2 coins and stay at level 2, that you can just stay right there. I'm going to keep going up.
Bet level 2. 3, total bet, 3, bet level 3, 4, total bet, 4, bet level 4, bet level 4, 5, eligible for jackpot, total bet, 5, bet
there
level 5,
go.
Button.
Pretty self-explanatory, so you're eligible for the jackpot, the progressive jackpot, and then you can start playing. Now, to the right of this
deal cards
button. Is the deal card. However, before I move on, I'm going to show you something else. You go to the right.
Decrease coin amount button.
You can, this is where you can decrease coins, and so this area is separate, and so I'm going to go to the right.
Coins per bet. Coins that will be bet for each bet level.
Mm-hmm.
Increase coin amount button.
So you got your decrease and increase.
One.
And right now, it's set to one. Now, if I want to increase this, you can go pretty high. I'm going to show you something.
Increase coin amount button. Coins bet for level, 5. Coins bet for level, 10. Coins bet for level, 15.
So let's just say you're really going to go crazy and you got 15 coins. You remember that pay table? It has all changed. So you can see what you can win with 15 coins. So if I go back and find something here.
Today's best.
Okay.
Kent Boxer got a 4 of a kind. 18,750, 3,300, 2,250, 1,500, 750.
Going back
flush.
Here.
Royal flush.
There's that royal flush I was showing you before. Check this out. This changes dynamically. So with 15 coins, what could I win? It's going to be in the first column to the right of the card.
3,750.
So you can win a whopping 3,000 if you get this royal flush. And let's see. Let's go down.
Royal flush. Straight flush.
Let's go down to
4 of a kind. Full house.
Let's just say I got 4. Okay. A full house with 15 coins will earn me
180.
So this gives you an idea so the pay table is going to help you to understand how much you're betting and how much you're risking, because you're going to dunk 15 coins. That's quite a bit, but you're going to also gain a lot of coins. So this is where the risk factor comes in. How much do you want to afford in risking and losing your coins to earn top coins? Okay, I'm going to go back down to
deal cards button.
My deal card. I'm going to go back to decrease this all back down to just one coin.
Decrease coin amount button. Coins bet for level 10. Coins bet for level 5. Coins bet for level 1.
Okay. So let's go back to the left here.
Deal cards button. Bet level 1 button.
So we're at the very elementary. This is the default with one coin, and you're only going to win a very small amount. But in this case, I'm going to show you how to play a game. I'm going to go ahead and go to the right.
Deal cards button.
And there's the deal card. All right. Do one finger double tap on deal.
Betting one. 2 of diamonds, jack of clubs, 9 of diamonds, 4 of hearts, 2 of spades, 2 cards held.
Okay, so there's your 5 cards. It says 2 hands were, or 2 cards were held. So let's see what those were held at. So I'm going to go to where the cards are.
2 of diamonds, held, button.
Okay, so it held a 2. Let's go to the right.
Jack of clubs, button.
Mm-hmm.
9 of diamonds, button.
9 of diamonds.
4 of hearts, button.
Okay.
2 of spades, held, button.
Okay, so it thinks it's going to get a better odd to get, because as you remember, you have to get a jack or better, or in this case, I got 2 twos. That means I got a chance to draw another 2 for a 3 of a kind. And so I'm going to go ahead and keep that. I like that approach, and so I'm going to go ahead and hit deal. Find the deal button here.
Bet level 1, dimmed, deal cards.
There button. It is. Just double tap on that.
Deal cards, dimmed, no in. Deal cards, 2 of diamonds, 6 of spades, 7 of spades, king of hearts, 2 of spades.
So, it means I lost. I didn't win anything, and so it didn't get me any other 2s, so I'm going to do another deal. And you just do a one-finger double tap, because it'll always land on the deal button. This is the nice part. It always focuses on that deal button. So do one-finger double tap.
Betting 1. King of diamonds, 7 of hearts, ace of hearts, 4 of clubs, ace of spades, 2 cards held.
Now, the other thing I want to show you, after I did a deal, did you hear that flick, flick? That means it held 2 cards, so you can hear in your ear very quickly what is, not exactly what it's holding, but it held 2 cards. So I'm going to show you this one more time, and I'm going to show you a rapid play. And that's the part I was telling you about, how the AI is usually the best bet, and you can rack up coins pretty quick if you want to. But you could also lose a lot of coins, so it's a risk factor. So I want to warn you about that. But let's see what we got here.
King of diamonds, button.
Mm-hmm.
7 of hearts, button. Ace of hearts, held, button.
Okay, so it kept that one.
4 of clubs, button. Ace of spades, held, button.
Okay, so pretty much we are a guaranteed winner of a jack and better because we've got 2 aces, so that's going to help us. So we're going to deal one more time, and hopefully we can get a 3 of a kind, or better yet, 4 of a kind. So let's go to the deal button.
Total bet, 1. Bet level 1. Dim. Deal cards, button.
Double tap.
Deal cards, dimmed. 2 pair, 2 coins. Deal cards, button.
Okay, so I got 2 pairs. You hear that? So that means I got more than just 2 aces. Let's see what I got.
4 of spades, button.
4 spades.
6 of hearts, button.
6 of hearts.
Ace of hearts, held,
ace,
button. 6 of diamonds.
Ah, button. So I got 2 6.
Ace of spades, held,
and 2
button.
Aces. That is a 2 pair, and you could hear I won that many coins. So congratulations, you just won there. And so this is the way you can do it. The hard way, if you want to be kind of a hardcore, you can check each hand, make sure that they're doing what you want to do. Or you can do rapid play. I'm going to show you how to do that next. And what that means is, remember I told you it went flick, flick, and it says it held 2. I'm going to just keep tapping deal, and that's how you can do it very quickly. So I'm going to go to the right.
Win. 2 total bet. 1. Bet level 1. Button.
All right.
Deal cards. Button.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to double tap this, listen to my, see how many ding ding I got, and then I'm going to hit deal again. And you will hear if I won anything very quickly. So I'm going to do it twice, okay? So I'm going to do it once.
Betting 1. Deal, 9 of hearts, 10 of deal cards, dimmed, no end. Deal
no
cards,
ends.
Nine
one
of
more
hearts,
time.
King of, betting 1. Deal, 6
There's
of clubs,
two holes.
3 of hearts, 8 deal cards, dimmed, no end.
Nothing.
Deal card, 8 of
double
clubs,
tap.
Betting 1. Deal,
on
ace
one
of clubs,
held.
10 deal cards, dimmed. Jacks are better. One
ooh, got jack and better.
Cards.
Double tap.
Betting 1. Deal, jack of spades. Deal cards. Dimmed. Jacks are better. One
okay.
Coin. Betting 1. Deal, 5 of hearts. Deal cards. Dimmed. No
I'll
end.
Do it 2 more
betting
times.
One. Ace of spades. Ace of spades. Deal cards. Dimmed. Jacks are better.
Got
one
bad.
Coin. Betting 1. Deal, 6 of clubs. Deal cards. Dimmed. Jacks are better. One
so
coins. Deal
I
cards.
Won
button.
A lot of jack and better, which is not a bad thing because you just only... You didn't really lose any coins. Every time I do that, I'm betting 1 coin, and with a jack and better, I'm getting 1 coin back. So I haven't lost any coins. Now, I did lose 1 or 2 coins there because I didn't win any hands. So this is how you can just keep doing it and try to rack up and get your coins back. All right, so that is Pirate Poker. And don't forget to get out of here. You got to go back to the top left.
Close button.
Is that close? And double tap on close.
Abandon ship.
Close button.
Okay, so we're abandoning ship, and if you played for quite a while, obviously you can go back down and check out your all-time high or see if you made it to the daily leader. So that is all about Pirate Poker. In this tutorial, I'm going to show you the game called Word Builder.
Word Builder, button. Word Connect puzzle game.
So basically, this is a word builder game. So you're going to be searching for words among a variety of different letters that is given to you. Obviously, as you go on, the harder it becomes and the more letters you receive. I will explain more into this as we go into the game itself. I'm going to do a one-finger double tap.
Close button. Return okay. to game screen.
The close button is at the top left-hand corner. That takes you back to the game menu where we were, where there's a list of games. So if you'd like to return to the game list, you just double tap on that. At the top right, we have the help, or if I swipe to the right.
Help button. How to play this game.
Exactly. So if you are new to this, or if you would like to find some more useful and helpful information about this game, go ahead and do a one-finger double tap on this, and then we'll give you a variety of, just rule-based and things. How do you expect to play the Word Builder game? It's a pretty simple, straightforward game, but between this basic elementary tutorial that I'm showing you and this help button, it should give you enough to give you an idea how to play this game. And as I swipe to the right,
play Word Builder button.
You get the option to go ahead and just jump right in there. If you're eager to play the game, you just double tap that and you begin to play Word Builder. Now, before I go on, I want to show you the rest of the screens. There might be some useful information for you or something that may be of interest for you. As I go to the right,
Word Found 82.
So far, I have not gone much into this game, but I found 82 words so far. And one more to the right.
Level 21.
I have completed 21 levels. And I'll explain this as we get into the game, how the level works, and how to access different levels. And to go to the right.
Selected. Daily leaders. Button. One of two.
Now, we have two options here. We have the daily leaders and
all-time. Button.
The all-time leaders. So let's see who are the daily leaders. Let's see what we've got here.
Appleman, 259.
Okay, so we have this.
Missy JP, 212.
Mm-hmm.
Coco Blue, 118.
So they have completed quite a few words. That's how many found words they have found. That's a lot of words. That is a great job. That's a lot of words to find in a single day. Now, if I go to the left, I'm going to show you something here.
Missy JP, Appleman, 200, all time. Button.
All time. If you double tap this, it's going to give you.
Showing all time leaders.
It's going to show you the all-time leaders, and it's a little different. Now you're going to hear how many levels they have completed and how many words. It is mind-boggling, and it is awesome to see that these people have completed as much as they've done. So go to the right.
One, Hobbs, level 611, 2,308 words found.
Isn't that amazing? 2,300-plus words, 600-plus levels. I'm only at level 21, so it's a far cry. But if you're interested, you can come down here and you can check yourself out and see where you are placed. You should be on that list, especially on the daily. If you play with it for a while during the day, you should show up on that list. Let's go back to the top left.
Close button.
I'm going to go to the right.
Return to game screen. Help button.
One more.
Play Word Builder. Button.
All right. Play without further ado, let's go ahead and play. I'm going to do a one-finger double tap.
Main menu. Close.
As button. You can hear, that there's a double cute little sound as you're building something because you're word building. And I think that's a pretty cool sound. I like that. Now, the close button is here. Now, before I go on and proceed on, I want to kind of give you a heads up for voiceover users. Now, at this point, it is not the placement where you think they are. For example, that close is typically would be the first item at the top left. This is something totally entirely new. You're going to see in among different games among in Hubutal. It, for example, this has no elements on the screen for us to do touch explore. So you can't just put your finger around the screen, you're not going to get anything. And if you do, it's going to be a hit and miss. So you'll have to use the gestures of left and right, and certain areas we will be able to do up and down. In those areas, I will show you where you can do up and down and where in other areas you can do left and right. So once you're on this screen, you can only go right and left. So let's go to the right.
Play.
There's button. The play.
Double tap to select.
Okay, so this is where we can get going to play the word builder. Now, one more to the right.
Toggle music.
Is button. Music.
Double now, tap to turn music on or off.
By default, this is turned on. I have it off, and I'm going to show you what it sounds like. For some people, it may be soothing, and it probably helped them think a little bit clearer, so they have a little music to think about. And for some, it may be distracting, and you don't want that on. I'm going to have this off during the demonstration, so simply you can hear me better and the screen itself. I'm going to go down one more to the right.
Toggle sound effects.
There's the sound effects.
Double
there's quite a few... sound effects within the game, so you hear that click and all that stuff. You probably want that turned on. I like it. Otherwise, if it's bothersome, you can just double tap here and turn it off. And that is pretty much for this screen. Now let's go back to left.
Toggle music. Button. Double tap to turn music on or off.
All right. I'm going to do one finger double tap here. And there's the music I was telling you about. So this will keep playing as you swipe left and right and you play in the game. So for example, if I go left.
Play.
Uh-huh. Button. And then we'll go back.
Toggle music. Button.
Okay.
Double tap to turn music on or off.
I'm going
to
turn this off. One finger double tap. And that turns off the music. So that is there for you to use if you want. I'm going to go back to the left.
Play.
Let's button. Go ahead and play.
Double tap
I got
select.
Quite a few things here to show you. Let's do play.
Back. Button.
Okay.
Double tap
so,
to select.
Here is the back button. Obviously, that goes back to the previous screen, and as you go to the right,
you have 3,046 gold.
That tells you how many gold you have on hand. That's how many gold I have. I'm going to go to the right.
DIY paint.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
We have all these segments. So as you're building things, you got paint, you got all sorts of things. So you can do a number of things here. I'm going to kind of give you an idea. I'm just going to go to the right. And go right and right so you can hear a few of these different segments. So we got the paint.
Shelves.
Shelf.
Button.
And go
double
one more to
select.
The right. I'm going to show you something here.
Trim. Disabled.
Okay.
Button.
It says
double
trim is disabled. That means because I have not completed the previous segment, which was the shelf to the left of this, I need to complete all the levels within that segment before I can go on to the next segment. So I have to complete all the levels within the shelf before I can get to trim. There are tons of levels in this game. I mean tons. Just give you an example. I'll just give you three or four more here as I go to the right.
Tile. Floors. Remodel. Deck. Windows. Bathroom. Kitchen. Addition. Residential. Framing. Plumbing.
You hear
disabled.
All that? There's
button.
So many of these. And you can just keep going and going and going. And within each of these segments, there are levels that you can accomplish. For example, my shelf segment has 18 levels. 18 levels just in that alone. Okay? Each segment will be different, but you will figure out how to get from one segment to the next segment by completing all the levels. Now, you can use the up gesture to go back a little bit further. Instead of having going to left, 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 all the way back to the beginning, you can do the up, and that will go up a certain number of tiles here.
Remodel. Deck.
Uh-huh. If
disabled.
I go up.
DIY. Paint.
Okay.
Button.
See, it went all the select. Way back up to the first segment, which was paint, and if you go up again,
back.
That
button.
Takes you right back to the
double
back.
Double tap to select.
That is something to use and to remember without having to swipe left and right so many times. All right, so I showed you all these segments. Let's do an example here. I'm going to go to the right.
You have 3,046 gold.
Mm-hmm.
DIY. Paint.
Paint?
But shelves.
Shelf.
Button.
Let's see. Let's go ahead and do one of this. Maybe I'll try one of the level within the shelf here. Double tap that.
Back.
Button. All right, now.
Double tap
we're
to
at
select.
The back, and I'm going to go to the right.
You have 3,046 gold.
Mm-hmm.
One. Button.
And here we go.
Double tap to select.
Now, in this particular segment of the paint, or actually shelf, there are 18 levels. So as you go to the right,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Now, similar to what we had with the segment, the levels also will tell you what you have completed and what you haven't. So listen to this.
8, button, 9, button, 10, button, 11, disabled, button.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
You heard that 11 is disabled. That's because I have not completed level 10. So you have to complete level 10 in order to get to level 11 for the shelf segment. So yes, you can't skip forward or backwards. You have to complete each level before you can go to the next level. All right, let's go ahead and go to the level 10.
10,
mm-hmm.
button.
And double tap that.
Select. Shelves 10.
Okay, so this is shelf 10. And as I swipe to the right.
Pause, button.
You can hit the pause.
Double tap to select.
This is very useful if you are only going to be playing this for a few minutes and you're not completely done with the level. It will remember where you left off and you can come back and continue, which is great. I love that. So you can take this on the run, do a few, achieve a couple of the words and then come back to it. So when you do a pause, it'll take you back out to the menu. Now, if I go to the right.
You have 3,046 gold.
Okay, so we're back to that gold amount.
Level goals. You found 0 of 6 words.
Okay. Here are the goal to complete this level. There are 6 words I have to find in order to complete this level. All right, let's see what we got here. I'm going to swipe to the right because of the 6 words, you got to figure out how many letters that I need to complete for words. For example, go to the right.
2-letter word, not found.
All right, we have a 2-letter word. And I'm going to go to the right.
3-letter word, not found.
All right, so there's only 1 2-letter word. Here's a 3-letter word.
3-letter word, not found. 3-letter word, not found. 4-letter word, not found.
Okay, so I have 1 2-letter word, 3-letter words I have to find. Here's a 4-letter word.
4-letter word, not found.
And another 4-letter word. All right, and I'm going to go to the right. That should be all 6. So I have to complete the 3 threes, 1 2, and 2 4-letter words. Go to the right.
Tap T. Button.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
Here are the letters that it gives you. In this level, it has 4 letters. As you complete more and more levels and more segments, the more letters that you will be achieving, and the harder it is to get this all bogged on your mind. It gets very challenging. So here's the letter T.
Cap A. Button.
A letter A.
Double tap to cap E. Button.
A letter
double tap to select.
E.
Cap K.
And button. A letter K.
Double tap to select.
All right. I'm going to show you the rest of the screen here, and then we'll come back to these letters and try to do a few here. Go to the right.
Check word.
Button. Once you
double
have
tap to select.
Select a word that you think it is a word to complete, you just double tap this check word and it will let you know that you failed or you did not, or you did find a word. Go to the right.
Clear word. Button.
Once double you tap have tapped in some words and just say you're typing along and you just realize, that's not what I wanted, you can double tap this and it'll clear out the whole segment and you can retype the letters that you're trying to accomplish for a word. Now to the right of this.
Get a hint for 3 gold.
This button. Is a big one.
Double tap to select.
You can get a hint by losing 3 coins. So I'm going to dispose 3 coins, double tap that. And this is great when you get stuck. If you can't figure out what the next word is, it's going to give you a hint. And what it's going to do is going to give you the first letter of the hint. And we will do that an example here so you can see how that works. One more to the right.
Extra words.
Extra words.
Button. Double tap to select.
This is extra word area. Let's just say there are 6 words I have to find, right? Now, within any levels that I am currently in, if you find an extra word, let's just say I found another 2-letter word besides the first one, it will reward you that you have found another letter, another word, and it will give you a tally for extra words that you found. And I'm going to go double tap here. I'm going to show you.
Close button.
There's the close
double
button.
Tap to select.
Go to the right.
Extra words.
Mm-hmm. It's going to give you a list of all the words if you have any.
Find more and more new words to collect gold.
Okay.
You found 0 of 5 extra words needed to claim your next reward.
Now, I have already completed 5 before, so I got goals for that. And so once you completed the 5, you'll get this set of goals, and you reset back to 0. So for every word you find, it'll come back here and give you a tally. So if you have found 3 extra words so far, it'll say 3 out of 5, and that is how you can keep track of how many extra words you have found. Now, the deal is that it is accumulative. So that means as you play the different segment and the different levels, it will remember how many you have found. So you don't have to find 5 extra words in a given level. That doesn't work that way. Some levels, you just don't have any. Some level, you may find 1 or 2, and et cetera. So it's cumulative. So as you go, you can build up the extra levels to get extra coins. So I am going to go to the close.
Find more and more extra words. Close.
Double tap that.
You have 3,046 gold.
All right, so we're back to the screen here.
Level goals. You found 0 of 6 words.
0 of 6. And we're going back down to the letters here.
2-letter word. 3-letter word. 3-letter word. 3-letter word. 4-letter word. 4-letter word. Not found.
All right. Let's see what we can find. Now, I think I found one right off the bat. I think it's teak. I found a 4-letter as we're going through here. I'm going to double tap T.
T.
There you go. There's a beep.
Cape button. Cappy.
E.
T E T E.
Uh huh.
Cape.
A.
T E A T.
And.
Cappy. Cap K. Button.
K.
Double tap to select. T E A K T.
Okay. Let's go to the right.
Check word.
Let's see if that's the word.
Double tap to found word. T. Good job.
Good job. So I found 1 of the 4 words. So if you want to see what you have completed, I just do a swipe up.
Level goals. You found 1 of 6 words.
And then go to the right.
Swipe 2-letter word, not 3-letter word, 3-letter word, 3-letter word, not found. 4-letter word, not found.
Not found.
Word found, teak.
There it is. So I completed 1 of the 4 words. So let's see what else we got
Cap
here.
Cap T, button. Double tap to select. Cap A, button.
I think I found a 2-letter word by at, A-T. Let's do that.
A, Cap T, button. A, T, at.
Okay, go to the right.
Cap A, Cap B, Cap K, button. Check word, button.
Check word, double tap
to found word,
excellent. Let's see what else we got in here.
Cap K, Cappy, button, Cap A, button.
I found.
Double tap to select.
8, A, T, E.
A, Cap T, button, A, T, at, Cap A, Cappy, button, A, T, E, 8.
8, let's try that.
Cap K, button, check word, button, double found word, 8.
What else we got here?
Cap K, button, Cappy, button, Cap A, button, Cap T. Button. Double tap
I
to select.
Found T.
T. Cape. Cappy. But T E T E. Cape. T E A T.
T. There we go.
Cappy. Cap K. But check word.
And button. Check word.
Found word. T.
Now, I did see something here. I'm not sure if it works, but let's find out.
Cap K. Button.
I'm going to put K.
Double tap to select K.
K.
Cappy. Button. Cape.
A.
Double K A K A. Cap T.
T.
K A T cat. Cape. Cappy. Button.
E.
Double tap to select. K A T E Kate.
Kate. Let's try that.
Cap K. Check word. Invalid word.
So it doesn't like proper words or proper nouns. That's fine. I kind of figured that, but I wanted to give it a try. Now, you're probably asking, what about that hint thing? Let's go ahead and try one of those, shall we?
Clear word.
All right. So I'm
double
going
tap to select.
To...
Get a hint for 3 gold.
Here we go.
Button.
Let's double tap that. I'm going to lose 3 gold, and that's fine. Double tap this.
Uncovered letter A. 3-letter word. E, blank, blank.
So we got E, blank, blank. I wonder if ETA is one of them. Let's figure that out.
Clear word. Get a hint for 3 gold.
And you can hit
double tap
a hint again if it doesn't help you. But I'm going to try ETA. Maybe that works.
Clear word. Check word. Cap K. Cappy. Button. E.
E.
Cap K. Button. Check word. But Cap K. Cappy. Cap A. Button. Cap T. Button.
T.
Double tap to select. E. T. E. T. Cap A. Button. E. T. A. E. T. A.
E. T. A.
Cappy. Cap K. But check word.
Check word.
Button. Invalid word.
No, it didn't. That's fine. That's fine. That's what the whole point. So E. T. A. doesn't like the abbreviation. That's fine. Starts with an E. This is the fun part now that you see how challenging this is for me on the fly. All right, so let's go to the right.
Clear word. Get a hint for 3 gold.
Let's do another button. 3 here.
Double uncovered letter A. 3-letter word. E, A, blank.
E, A. Ah, maybe eat? Ha ha. Easy word, right? All right, so.
Clear word.
Let's go back.
Cap K. Cap E. Button.
E.
Cap A. Button. Cap T. Cap A.
A.
E, A, A, A. Cap T.
T.
E, A, T, eat.
Ah, eat. So if you don't want to spend your coins and you want to sit there, if you're like me, I just take a pause, think about those 4 letters, T-A-E-K, and I will just go back and forth, in my mind. And I even do this in my sleep. Yes, I know that's terrible, but it does. It's like I wake up and I said, oh, I know what the 4-letter word is. But I'm going to go.
Cap A, button, cap E,
do.
Button, cap K, button, check word.
Check word,
button.
Double tap that.
Found word, eat.
Yay. All right, so just for fun and giggles, we have 1 4-letter words left. I'm going to show you that again. So swipe up.
Level goals. You found 5 of 6 words.
Okay, we found 5 of 6. Let's see what we got here. To the right.
Word found at.
We found at.
Word found T.
T.
Word found 8.
8.
Word found eat.
Eat.
4-letter word, not found.
And that's the one we're missing still.
Word found teak.
And teak. Let's do a hint again.
Cap T. Cap A. Cap E. Cap K. Check word. Clear word. Get a hint for 3 gold. Button. Uncovered letter T. 4-letter word. T. Blank. Blank. Blank.
All right. So we have another word that starts with the letter T. So we had teak. How about take? I didn't do that one. That sounds familiar. Let's
clear
find
word.
Out.
Check word. Cap K. Cap E. Cap A. Cap T. Button.
Okay. Let's try
double
T.
Double tap to select. T.
T.
Cap A. Cap E. Cap A.
A.
T. A. T. A.
Okay.
Cap E. Cap K.
K. Button.
Double tap to select. T. A. K. Tack.
Uh-huh.
Cap E.
E.
Button. T. A. K. E. Take.
Take. All right. See if that's the last one. Let's go to the right.
Cap K. Check word. Clear word. Check word. Button. Found word. Take. Well done. Level completed.
Excellent. We have completed a level. Once you complete a level, it'll take you back to this menu where you'll hear...
Level completed.
It says level completed and go to the right.
Back to level list.
You can go back to the level list, which had all the levels. I will show you that in a minute and go to the right.
Toggle music.
Button. You can turn the music...
Double tap to select.
...back on if you wish.
Next level.
Or...
Double tap to select.
It takes you to the next level. So we can now go to the next level. Let's go to the right, or I'd say left.
Toggle music. Back to level list.
Back to level list.
You have back.
Now,
double tap
you remember
select.
When you go back, this is the level list. So we've completed one. So you'll hear that one of these is now unlocked. So let's
you
check
have
it out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, button, 10, button, 11, button, 12, disabled.
Okay,
button.
So we completed level 10. 11 is now open, and you can go to the next level and complete it. So that's how that works.
Back.
I
button.
Swipe up
double
to
tap
go
to
the back button. That's how you can do it quickly. You double tap to back.
Back. Button.
And these are the
double
segments where we were for paint, shelf, trim, all that. I have not completed all the levels for shelf, so all we can do is just go back.
Main menu. Close.
And then we're back to the main menu area where it has the daily leaders and all that stuff. So this is the game word builder. Okay, so that is the 2 games that I wanted to put out for you to listen for review and tutorials on those games. I hope that you find that useful and informative. It is great to have Hubital, and I hope you enjoy the games as much as I do. All right, I am Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until I talk to you guys later, next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.